Hello, everyone. So we are learning the beer on the previous mimer on Daf Chavzayin Amud Dalid that speaks about this pasuk of Yom Kippur and Aseres Mitzvah of the purity that a person goes through this tshuva process. Analyzing the whole concept of the words in the pasuk, which says "letaher and titaru," that it says that one should live a life of pain, of tsar, in Pirkei Avos. And so that whole idea is that how can we live a life of tsar? Why should we live a life of tsar? It doesn't mean tsar in the literal sense. It means that when a person has bainanus of the greatness of our own self, he recognizes how pained he is by the fact that he's so distant from Hashem. And that's why when we live this life of tsar, it's actually good for us. Even in this world, because it causes us to learn Torah, which is Hashem's chachma. And when we learn Hashem's chachma, we're really uniting with the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, which is included in the chachma. So we're also now analyzing this verse in Daniel further, from explaining. The verse says, "Levushei kislakivar," that Hashem's garments are like snow white. So the Zohar actually explains that the snowy garments are referring to the beard. And we speaks about this more in depth in the parentheses, but after the parentheses, he speaks about the idea of snow, that first snow has to be water in the clouds, and then it freezes, and then it becomes melts and becomes water again. That's how we're able to consume and benefit from the snow. So similarly, Hashem's chachma is, it's an analogy to understand Hashem's wisdom as it comes down and enters our wisdom. But it first has to enter the snow process in which it kind of freezes in little packets of analogies, mashalim, in order to understand the concept. And then you can unpack it once it hits the ground, so to speak, and melt it, the idea, and so you can consume and appreciate the idea, the piece of intellect. So afterwards, we're able to understand now this verse in Tehillim, that Magid Dvar is comes from this level of this flow of water, specifically through freezing the water. And when you freeze the water, it's the same idea as snow. What's the difference between just frozen water and snow? Snow has many little small snowflakes, and really that is a more accurate mushroom because it descends in small bite-sized packages, which makes it more easy for the intellect to be appreciated and collected and absorbed. And that's why the rains are called gvurais geshamim specifically. It's connected to the idea of gvura, because gvura is the idea of strength, but also the idea of the ability to divide into many subparts. So, as opposed to the flood in the times of Noach, in which it just came down like a big bucket of water, there wasn't any actual hischalkos, which made it much more difficult to appreciate the chachma of the matter. So, these 13 points of the beard are called levushim, they're called garments, because the analogy is that the hairs that are hollow, they act as a garment, so to speak, for the intellect. And it comes down in kind of in a snow-like way, which is also in a way of chesed. That's why it's called white. That's why it's specifically the color white, because white corresponds to chesed. and water that descends from a, water specifically comes from a high place and descends down to a low place, and specifically the hairs allow for that hamshacha specifically because of all the tzimtzumim that are involved in order for the infinite Chachma Vashem to come down into our finite brains. Moving on to the base of the beer, that the level of snow white garments or this the white beard is drawn down through this wool white hair of the head, as it says in another pasuk in Daniel, Sa'are Sheikh Hamarnike, which is an allusion to the halachas of the Torah as it is manifest in the most physical, practical matter. Now we know that the whole tractate of Yoima, which is the Maseches that is corresponds, that talks about Yom Kippur, the fight of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, is that the Kohen Gadol would separate from the nation of him, the people, and he would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim only once a year, and he would have to go to the mikveh 5 times, and he would have to do the sprinkling of the blood once above, once below, and then up to 7 times below, and have that alternating, that special alternating pattern of the sprinkling of the blood. And we know that this koyach in physicality of this whole process of the blood of the cow and the goats, it's relevant for the Hamshach of the Ein Sof down here, specifically thanks to this idea of the Saris, the hairs, which are the Hamshachas that come down as a result of a great Tzimtzum, just like hair is a big Tzimtzum compared to the revelation of the Ein Sof, or even Begashmias, we know the brain, the intellect, is the hairs are completely inerach to the intellect of the brain, so to the brain, but it still comes from the head, which is connected to the brain. So, but then we're able to relate to it and learn these halachas and give ourselves over to these halachas with bittul and nesir snafish. And through this, we know that the power of the learning Torah, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his greatness in Torah, and also the fact that he's mentioned all over in almost every single chapter of Shas. And to such an extent, he would be such a great master of Torah that he was even exempt from tefillah. However, this power that exists in the Torah itself. But the mitzvahs, you're not connecting to the Ein Sof, Hashem's essence, but rather you're only connected to Hashem's malchus, mitzvahs ha-melech, which is the bittul to Hashem as he is a king, and having that self-nullification through doing his will. And malchus is actually called by the name of a lavush, a garment. It says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem malach geus lavish. That this level of malchus, we have this idea that all of the chayas of all of the worlds comes from the level of Hashem's malchus. So the whole idea is that malchus is really even higher than the idea of a garment. The way that a garment is connected is an analogy for the level of malchus, in that just like a garment conceals a person, who their essence is to a certain extent, conceals for the sake of revelation, so too malchus is almost like concealing the higher levels of Hashem in order to be able to reveal Hashem down here and make it relatable so we can actually experience Hashem. Just like the sheath of the sun, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Shemesh Magin Avay Elokim, specifically the level of Elohim, which is the level of Malchus, which acts as a sheath, which is like a garment. Only that the source of the mitzvahs are much loftier, that the mitzvahs come from the, so even though the mitzvahs are on a lower level and practical application, they're only on the level of Malchus. Their source is in Gulgalta, which is the skull of Hashem, figuratively. And the Torah is only the level of the brain. That because the mitzvahs are even higher than the Torah in that sense, they're not able to have this revelation. They're only able to have this revelation through the level, the idea of a garment, through this concealment, because mitzvahs are on such a high level, only through the concealment brought about through the this lavush is the only way, is chetzeni semakiv take away, is the only way to have a reveal done here and make it applicable. As opposed to Torah, which is the idea, which is connected to the brain of Hashem, figuratively, which is the level of mazayim. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, "V'seirascha b'seich me'oy." Now, in order to have the mshacha of mitzvahs down here, it's the whole idea is that it's only from the level of the hairs, because we know that Hashem's chachma is so vast and infinite, and we can't even begin to relate to Hashem's infinite chachma. So the only way it's able to come down here is through the sarus, the hairs, as it says in the pasuk in Daniel, that through the hairs we is able to draw down. In the Kohen Gadol, this avodah of the Yom Kippur that we spoke about earlier. And also this is specifically through doing this avodah with a level of bittul. Because the Kohen Gadol, ironically, is called Kana Rabba, the great Kohen. But Kana Rabba alludes to the idea of bittul. But now this bittul is only a bittul a yesh. I mean, he still has an existence, but he's completely nullified. And therefore, it's a level of bittul that's dependent on time and place, specifically the fact that the Kohen Gadol has to do his avodah in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and specifically on Yom Kippur. However, Torah, so that's where the guy submits this. But Torah, on the other hand, even though you can learn, let's say, the halachas of Yom Kippur, and you're a regular Israelite, and you don't really understand, and you're not able to do the actual mitzvah of all these karbanos, and you're learning specifically at nighttime, which is after the prescribed time where you're allowed to bring all these karbanos, so you might think, well, how can you say that it's as if I'm bringing the korban itself? The reason is because Torah is rooted in such a high place, and you're tapping into Hashem's atzmos, or in sof. Therefore, it transcends any barriers of time and place, and therefore you're able to consider it as if you actually brought the korban. Now, because the whole idea is that the main learning of Torah is specifically Be'erusa delibo, that when a person learns Torah, they have to nullify their thoughts and their speech. This is in order so that their learning of Torah should be completely truthful and in the most connected way possible. But with regards to mitzvahs, a practical application of physical mitzvahs, that's through the body. And you don't have to have that same level of bittul when you're doing mitzvahs as when you are learning Torah. You just have to have the bittul of the yesh to the ayin. And you don't have to completely nullify your existence, because you need an existence to do the mitzvah. You need the physical body to do the mitzvah. And that's the idea of an eved. An eved is someone that is separate from the king, a servant that's separate from the king, that's doing the will of the king. So that represents the idea of doing mitzvahs. But when the person learns Torah, his relationship with Hashem is more of the idea of a ben, of a son. And that's why we say in the Piyutim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Im Kavanim, Im Kavadim, that we want to really relate to Hashem both in the level of children, of a son or a child, like in our Torah learning, and relate to Hashem in the level of a servant, of an Eved, in the way of our mitzvah performance. However, Zelu Mazeh Asalukim, says in Koheles. And any area in Kedusha has a corresponding level in Klippa, in Sitra Achra. And Sitra Achra is this idea of Yeshus, and the idea of the person existing in his own right. So, because we know that there's a same in every stage, it's a kineva, taiva, a covered mitzvah, nesod of min olam. That jealousy, desire, and honor cause a person to be removed from the world. And it says in Pasuk in Mishlei, v'chaved chachamim min cholu, the honor of the sages, they will inherit. That one that has this level of chachma, of this bittul, will ensure that he doesn't become this yeshus, have this yeshus, this self-existence that's separate from Hashem. And therefore, we have a mitzvah in Kedeshim, in Parshas Kedeshim, Mipnei Seva Tokum. Before an older, elderly person, one must rise. And similarly, we have this idea that Arnakayan and his sons and his brothers had to specifically wear holy garments. So if that's the case, then what's the idea? I thought kavod was a bad thing. But the idea is that when you have your kavod comes from the source of Torah and you're totally nullified to Hashem and your kavod is just expressing the kavod of the Torah, then you don't have any gasus ruach, any arrogance. And you don't have avodah zarah. Because avodah zarah is the idea of making yourself into existence that's separate from Hashem. If you're able to express kavod in the way that you're expressing Hashem, but not separate from Hashem, therefore you are doing the avodah of the kohen gadol. Now, just like in Kedusha, we have two levels, Torah and mitzvahs. Torah is pnimius and mitzvahs are chitzanius. Zela umazel, we have two levels in Klippa. Chitzanius would be gasus ruach, arrogance, haughtiness. And pnimius of Klippa would be taivus, like the zelu v'soivi, that everything is Klippas Nega, that really we can transform the chitzenius of Klippa and the pnimius of Klippa into Kedusha and into goodness. And this level of pnimius, this level, is we're able to transform it from evil to good, similar, just like a person that was a complete glutton. He was a Zoil Vasaive, which according to the Torah, if the kid's the right age and all these criteria, he could actually be killed for this. But let's say all this food and he did all these terrible things, but the next day, this glutton davens to Hashem with the energy that he got from all this gluttonous food that he ate. He's literally able to transform the evil to good. So that's from the pnimius level. He's able to transform the pnimius from evil to good, but the chitzanius somehow, and the garment still is not able to be transformed to good, because he has to remove himself. In order to do that, he really just has to remove himself from the arrogance completely. And therefore, Kibayem Azeh, now we're going to understand this pasuk on a much better level, the pasuk of a Dibur Maschil, which the beer is based on. Ki bayoyim azayich abraleichem letar eschem, that on this day, Hashem will atone for you, to purify you. What does it mean, aleichem? It's that specifically the level of makif. And yechaper is the idea of removing any negativity of ruach atuma or gasus ruach that is in the level of makif in chitzenius of klippa and transform it to kedusha. And then the later on in the pasuk when it says mikol chatisechem, that refers to the pnimius of klippa and lifnei Hashem titaru, that's transforming into kedusha. Lifnei havaya, specifically before Hashem's tetragrammaton yekevavke, that we say in a pasuk in Tehillim, mimamokim krasicho havaya, that when a person reads to his friends that should come, that he calls out, a person calls out to his friend, they should come to him. It's that same idea of calling out and drawing down this level of havaya through mamakim. Mamakim is the depths, from the inner, deepest, most depths. We cry out, a person's heart cries out within his soul, that this level of Ein Sof, this Ein Sof that's in his soul, should be aroused. That from mamakim, from these depths, it should reach the highest levels, even higher than Shem Havaya. And this is specifically why it says, Bayayim Hazeh, on this day. What is this day, Yom Kippur? That is when we have this elevation of Malchus, that we can be panim, the panim, face to face with Hashem. Because Malchus is the source of all creation and enlivens creation. And now it ascends to be with the supernal panim of the Ein Sof, as it says in Tehillim, es panecha vayavakesh. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, since Malchus is ascended, that is why on Yom Kippur we only have six men called to the Torah, because Malchus is this level, because the Malchus is the seventh level and it is already ascends above. And we have a parenthesis that you can, the Ma'anim are welcome to learn inside. And we move on to on Daf Chaf Chas Amud Beis. We're going to learn the second beer on the Mimer. And on Dibra Maschel Kibbe Yemezeh. Yechaper. So, prefacing the idea of these white garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear on Yom Kippur, he specifically wouldn't wear the Shmeinah Begadim of the colored garments, that he'd specifically wear the simple white linen garments in Yom Kippur. And so what's the significance of white? What's the significance of linen? Well, linen is special because it's called bad, it's because it comes from the ground. And Rashi explains that it is these reeds, that each seed has its own reed that comes up from the ground. So really it connects to the idea of achdus. You don't have like one like stump like a tree and just like a bunch of branches coming from it. No, you have, it's like reeds, individual reeds, that each seed has a reed, each reed has a seed that was planted for that reed of linen to come. So that makes linen unique. So the whole idea is that linen is connected to achdus. And through this, we can understand this inyan of the carbon of Kayin. Our sages say specifically Zerah Pishtan, because it was this level, this carbon was the level of Bad, which is the level of achdus. Why the Kohen Gadol wore specifically linen garments, that was he needed to wear to enter the Kodesh HaKodeshim, because the Kodesh HaKodeshim is a world of achdus, to atone for the sins, iniquities of the Jewish people, specifically with linen. And the word bad for linen is connected to badad, which is alone, being alone with Hashem. Like we say in Hazinu, Havaya badad yanchenu. Being alone and one, it means achdus. Badad connects to the idea of achdus, being completely one with Hashem. Just like on Yom Kippur, we're one with Hashem. And Kohen Gadol has that achdus with Hashem, representing the Jewish people. And therefore, these clothes, these white clothes, garments, specifically needs to be the linen garments that Kohen Gadol wears need specifically be the color white. Why white? Because white is a unique color because it represents atzmius. Why? Because other colors is essentially taking white and adding something to the white, like red, green, which is adding to the essence of the thing. Now, the white, at least with regards to pigmentation, represents this idea of the color that is the essence that's beyond color. And because it's not really a color on its own right. And that's why when they launder the linen clothing, specifically in Lashon Ashkenaz, bleicht lavent, they bleach it, that specifically through this bleaching are able to reveal the essence of the whiteness. And so that's the mashal. The nimshal is that we know we have this idea of Eris and Kalim, that before the Kalim were emanated, we can't say that the Ein Sof is closer to Chesed more than Chachma or vice versa, because the Midos, the Spheres, had no Shaychas to Ein Sof. But only after you had the Kalim, where Netzal were emanated in the world of Atzilus, the Kli was able to magbil the light and cause the Tumun of the Or to express itself in Chesed or Gevura, and then were able to have the Spheres with their own unique characteristic and identity. But that's only because it's invested in the Keli, but the Oris on their own is the level of Blima, is without any essence. The light is Me'ein Hamar. The light is only a small glimpse of the source of the light, which is higher than the Midos, and even higher than Chachma Bina Das, the intellect, etc. Now, this concept and the difference between white and other colors is that white is the essence, and we don't have any, there's nothing other than essence. You can't say, like, you can't compare white to yellow. It's just, it's not essence once you remove the once it's not white anymore, once you add something to the whiteness. So it represents the idea that it's higher than the Oris to a certain extent, even before they become enclosed in the Kelim. And through this, that's specifically why the Kohen Gadol wore white, because this Gilui, it to express and reflect this Gilui of the Ein Sof, which is the ultimate simplicity of godliness, is able to be expressed in the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. However, when the Oris are enclosed in Kalim, and this level of light comes into a specific Kli of Chesed or Gevura, so I would consider all these spheres as different colors, and white as Ein Sof, that the Kli limits the simple light and basically gives it a form that is specific color, green, red, etc. And it doesn't have that same simplicity anymore, but it's able to express itself in a specific way. And in the parentheses, he explains how this simplicity of the of white versus the colors is similar to the comparison between the words of the Torah that are written on the carved into stone versus the words of the Torah that are written on parchment, which you can look into further in the footnote, in the parentheses. Now moving on, that this is slopshus of Aris and Kalim is in order that through this, we should draw down this existence of worlds specifically that are limited. And this is what it means, Rabbi Sasisa Nifle Sechmash and Sechailino, Pasikin Tilim, that in order to draw down the lights of the Esher Sfiris, which is the level of Nifle Sechmash and Sechailino into Biah, you need a whole myriads upon myriads of Tzimtzumim. And that's why the verse ends with the words Atzmu Misaper, which all these tzimtzumim go into different kalim. It says Miguel Sester, v'chelim kelim shinim. Many different kalim make it possible for this hamshacha from the spheres to happen and come down to this world. And in general, the kalim gives form to the person and to existence. As it says in Bereishis, Itzalmenu kidmusenu, that Hashem created man in Hashem's image and form, meaning that man's chachma bina das is the same as Hashem's chachma bina das, or at least it mirrors Hashem's chachma bina das, similar with Chasik v'tiferes, Netzach yisaid, and Netzach yisaid is actually able to be enclosed in Asiya, in this world. And through this, we're able to draw down Chachma Vatsilus being clothed also in the world of Asiya. As the sages say in the Gemara in Chulin, that through the drop of the semen, the Chachma is able to come down into the person, into the fetus. And through these multitudes of tens of thousands of tzimtzumim are able to mislabish the light into the kalim, into this world, which is not the case with regards to simple light that is pashut and beyond the idea of kalim of atzilus. And that's why the Kohen Gadol wore white on Yom Kippur. And So now that is the end of Ice Aleph of the beer. Now moving on to Ice Bays, Sif Bays of the beer, of the second beer. We discuss how specifically these clothes of the Kohen Gadol, the linen clothes, are Kodesh. And he specifically wore them on Yom Kippur, which is a day of atonement. That specifically through Torah mitzvahs, we draw down these oris pnimim and oris makifim. Now, the oris pnimim is going to be learning Torah, and the oris makifim is going to be doing mitzvah, is going to be affected through doing mitzvahs. And even though that regards to the Torah, it's connected to a lavush, which normally you think of a lavush, snow white lavush, it would be a makif inyan. But Torah is also a lavush and makif, but it is the lavush that draws down in the pnimi, like a beard. So beard, in a certain sense, it's like lavush, but it's connected to the face of the person and connected to the yud midas rachamim. And it's able to cover the yichud of Abba and Ima, of Chachman Bina, and therefore it's able to remain in this level of concealment, just like the Nistaris are for Hashem, which is the idea of the first two letters of Hashem's name, Yudke, which is Abba and Ima, But the whole purpose of the beard is to draw down this yichud of Abba and Ima into the midos. There's a brackets that brings down the Ramaz and Pri Etz Chaim. You could look into on your own. That the beard comes from Chabad, but is in a certain sense higher than Chabad. And so you have that fascinating paradox. You can look in the brackets. However, despite all this, the beard is able to draw down this yichud of Yudke down below from the world of Atzilos. And we spoke about the idea of Lavush. Just to explain this idea further, Lavush is the Inyan, is like the idea of Oisius. Oisius conceal the intellect of a person and make it possible for the intellect of a person to be expressed to another person. It's just like a Rav needs to explain something to the Talmud, he used to use Oisius. But the innermost depth of the Rav's intellect is not going to be revealed through the Oisius. That's going to be concealed. And only after 40 years of the Talmud learning underneath the Rav is those initial words going to be revealed to the person, to the Talmud. It's going to, the innermost depths. So even though at the beginning, when his Talmud learns something from the Rav, he's going to understand the chitzonius davar of the seichel, but the pnimius of the seichel, the oimek of the seichel, only after 40 years, as they just say, like chaim inash adaite derabe ad arbein shnin. You understand. And another example that expresses this inyan is how our sages say, or Azal in Sanhedrin, that one should not have a court case on Erev Shabbos, start a court case on Erev Shabbos and finish a dafka on Sunday. Why? Because over Shabbos, the rationales of the minds of the judge can change and forget their initial reasoning. Now you might think, wait a minute, aren't there transcribers and people that are recording and transcribing the whole court proceedings of the court case? So how should that make a difference? But Rashi explains that even though they wrote down the back and forth, but the heart of the judge, you can't write down the feelings of the heart. So that those feelings that was resolved on Erev Shabbos, when it comes to Sunday, he's gonna forget that feeling that was resulted from the whole back and forth of the din. Because the pnimius asbara is not revealed at all from the oisius unless it is concealed. Meaning, I guess the way I would explain it here is that when a judge gives over a ruling, he has his reason that he gives to the people at the trial of why he decided X, Y, Z, the court case, which is very sichli. But there is an element of a pnip, so that would be the chitzoinius asbara for the din. But there's a pnimius asbara that taps into the pnimius part of his part of him that is beyond Isis, which is connected to the Pnimis Hamshacha from Rav Talmud we were speaking earlier. And this is the whole inyan of Levushei Kislag, that the garments of Hashem are like snow white. Like we said before, that snow starts as water in the clouds and freezes and then melts again. So too, the garments of Hashem's Chachma conceal the most innermost depths of Hashem's Chachma in the form of snow. And then comes down in snow, and then afterwards it's able to melt and be able to be ingested in a penemius way, in a revealed penemius way, when the student is able to comprehend this idea. And that only really happens after 40 years of really comprehending the seichel of the Rav, which is essentially, I guess, melting the snow, so to speak, that was frozen for 40 years. And this is the whole inyan of the 13 corners of the beard, which are called the garments, the snow white garments of Hashem, which happen to be garments for Abba and Ima Netzilos, Chachma Bina Netzilos, which even though the Levush, this Levush comes down to the lower place than Seichel, in truth, the source, so that even though the beard helps draw down the Seichel, draw down Abba and Ima, the Yechud, to a place that's lower than Seichel, the source of the beard is actually even, is really higher than Seichel. As we explained in another place, regards to the whole concept of Shleima Melech, it says in Malachim, that he would use many mashalim to be able to transmit his great chachma to his people. And therefore, the beard is connected to Archanpin, which is source of Mechastima, which is higher than Aben Ima Vatsilos, which is specifically comes about as this Levush is expressed as this Levush of Abba Nima, of Chachma Bina. So that's how it is in Ruchnius. And in Gashmius, a physical beard of a mortal human man starts to grow specifically after 20 years. Because after 20 years, a person, a boy or a young man, is able to have illuminated his intellect to a sufficient extent that he's able to appreciate this yichud of Abba and Ima, and draw down this yichud of Abba and Ima, as it's brought down in our sages, that they say to sell the possessions of one's father, you would have to wait until he turns 20 years old to be responsible enough to do that. So it all makes sense. Now, the hairs of the beard, even though they are merely hairs, despite this, they come and they're drawn down from the Meichin Gadlus, which is higher than Meichin that was before the 20 years. So the beard accomplishes very Gavaldika Inyan. And therefore, that's why a eunuch, someone that does not able to have children, does not able to grow a beard either, because he doesn't have this power of drawing down the Yichud of Abba and Ima, and have this, give this hashpa, which comes from his chazkus amaychim. He lacks this koyach, which is expressed in the beard. And that's similarly why women don't have beards, because the dietin kolos, and they similarly don't have this ability to draw down the hashpa. And this is the whole inyan of the Torah, as we move on to Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, that the source of Torah is Meichas Tima, which is called the Levush. And that's the level of the beard, which is the Levush of Abba and Ima. However, nevertheless, the source of the Torah, Meichas Tima, is this level of Or Pnimi. And so we spoke about Taivan Kavod, that can remove a person from this world in the level of Klippa. But Taiva and Kavod is really Klippas Nega and can also be transformed to Kedusha, Taiva being Pnimius and Kavod being Chitzainius. And we have the same idea with the guys to Tar Mitzvahs. That'd be Taiva and Kavod in Kedusha, that having a Taiva for Limud Taira and Kavod for expressing the Kavod of Taira. And that's what we call And therefore, we're able to do this through Torah mitzvahs expressed or in self and be mamshech. Leibishur down here. Therefore, all the mitzvahs and the mitzvahs are called the name of tzedakah, because tzedakah is the union of or yashar, or the mitzvahs in general, or yashar, or chayzer is the idea of being completely bottled to Hashem's atzmos, which is being disgusted with your yeshus in this world, and to transform that yeshus into bittul. That's what it really means of, I guess, transforming the tithe and kavod into Torah mitzvahs took away. And obviously, everything we're speaking about, we're not talking about any of the actual Isurei Gamor, Chas v'Shalom, because those are in the Gimel Shloshos Klipos HaTmeis, which cannot be transformed at all. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. End of Sif Beis.